Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 54 of DDN, the podcast. We're back, guys.
Guys, I feel like every single time we do the intro, it just sounds better and better.
Like, it's getting more cohesive. It's getting more legit.
And it wasn't even supposed to be serious, like it's tugaleng like that. It wasn't supposed to be serious, like. But then, like, we just made it a thing, and like, look where we are.
Yeah,
now.
No, literally, it's actually like I can't imagine introing the pod any other way. I'll be real. But anyway, guys, we're back. Episode 54.
Back with another banger, guys.
It is going to be a banger. Certified banger.
Another banger.
Anyway, guys, here we are today. I want to apologize, first of all, that we didn't upload last week because...
Don't say we, nigga.
No.
This is your podcast.
Hey. You're the one who said you wanted to upload every week in August.
Did I not ask you
last week to record?
Do you know what?
Wait, listen. Did I not?
Just answer the question. I don't remember you doing that. If I'm gonna be honest. But can I say something? One thing, guys. I feel like we always end, like, enter a pod just arguing about dumb shit because it's a boy. And it's always the same thing. I want to apologize for not, like, uploading last night. Guys. Just don't. When this guy says he's gonna give you more,
to be fair, I did say we might not do it, but hey, three episodes. Is this third episode of podcast of August? Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's better than usual.
We can try and give them one more.
We will give them one more
before the end of August.
Yeah, next Monday, hopefully we'll be there. But anyway, guys, currently, you know, work are trying to kill me because they're putting me on like ridiculous shifts.
But he's making their bread, you know.
It's all right. Two more weeks, guys. Not even less than. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's calm. We keep it stepping. We keep moving. But today, I want to start today's podcast off talking about, the cost of being a woman. Like, because I was just thinking about a shot. No, because I was just thinking about last week, I had a random thought, and it's been something that just kind of pops into my mind every now and again. I think what triggered it last week was that I was on Twitter, and then people were basically saying that the reason that so many girls are so adverse to paying for the first date, I know this is so stupid and trivial, but anyway, let me cook. We're getting somewhere, okay?
He's cooking.
Right? So the reason why, this is what people are saying on Twitter, the reason why so many women are adverse to paying on the first date is because they have to spend so much money on just, like, being a woman. Yeah, so, like, and then that made me think, I was like, hey, you obviously have thought about this before, like, I'm not just found out that girls need to buy pads and shit. Like, first of all, guys, how do you feel about, like, sanitary products being, like, you actually have to pay for them? Because, like, they should just be free. It's actually insane.
Yeah, actually should. They just should be. But it's just what life is, you know. You just got to take it in the chin. And then, you know, growing up into an adult, I'm just taking life how it comes, you know. Like, all these little... I'm just like, you know what? It's just another thing that I have to pay for when I do finally turn into an adult. Because right now, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, mom's got the shopping
and whatnot. But as soon as I start living by myself, or when I go to uni and I have to buy all... That is just going to get so long. It's actually a joke.
Like... No, because the thing is as well, like, Mumsy stocks you up, she stocks me up, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how I always got my pads in my bag? They're not for me, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just feel like every guy should carry around a pad just in case, you know? Especially if you've got, like...
But then, as a girl, I would never ask a guy, oh my God, do you have a pad?
No, but, like, my friends have got to the point where they're, like, they know that I've got pads in my bag. So, like, if they need one, they will
ask me.
That's
really kind. That's really nice. Every guy should try be like that.
Just make life easier for your people then. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, like, yeah, it's not just, like, sanitary products and that. It's literally just, like... makeup as well, like buying bags, accessories, stuff like that. Like, what would you say is the most costly part of being a woman? What's the thing that you'd say you spend the most money on because you're a woman?
Maintaining, because it's one thing, like, not every girl wears makeup every day.
Yeah.
But if you're one of those girls that, like, even if it's just, like, you don't wear makeup, but, like, maintaining the type of, like, aesthetic that you want to have, it's costly for anybody, but it's definitely more costly for a girl because, like, most girls, if we're going to generalize, do you wear makeup if you're at the age of, like, you know, 18, 17 and above, you're going to wear makeup quite often. And, like, that's what captures the guys. That's what makes the guys want you. Do you know what I mean?
Like, beauty, the aesthetic, the social currency
is what you're coming for.
Yeah,
do you think that now you're here, like, we're going to have to, like, set the aesthetic aside to pay for these little... Nah. Because realistically...
This is when they start being like, oh, yeah, you know, when I got with you, you were really, like, laying and that, but, like, now you're kind of looking a bit me.
Yeah, but it's because there's other things that are involved.
There's other priorities, guys. So do you want to go on dates, or do you want me to have my face beat? A, B, or B?
Yeah.
A or B, guys, A or B. But, you know, I just feel like, in the grand scheme of things, like, I feel like being a woman, like, even, like, nails and lashes and, like, do you know what I mean? Like, shopping. One thing I will say, women have it easier when it comes to clothes. Way easier. You man have more options. You man have, you know, more accessible options. Like, you man can literally go on, like, 5-6 different websites, find a dress for less than £10, wear it on nights out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
get in different colours.
Exactly, get in different colours. That shit's like £2-3 if you buy on the right days on the right places. Like, that shit pisses me off. Because what do you mean? Like, the nice shit scissor, you man are... No. Because at this point, yeah, you guys are the reason that all of these people are suffering in them sweatshops. Because why are you still doing that? How can you be comfortable with doing that?
I just feel like...
I'm not going to lie, yeah. If it was there for guys, though, I'd be doing it.
Exactly.
Too,
but, that's what I was going to say. Hey. I just feel like not, it should be there. There should be more, like, clothes for guys. Because realistically, guys are spending, like, probably, like, £100 in a tracksuit, more than
literally
that.
Literally on one item. This, like, is why guys don't, like, have fashion for real. Because, yeah, like, it's actually expensive to be buying different outfits, different, like, styles, different, like, do you know what I mean?
You really, like, just have to have, like... Like, basically, like, couple bottoms, like, cargos in different colours. Yeah, man. Change bare tops.
This is me. This is me. Like, I literally have, like, 2-3 cargos, yeah. And just, like, 20 different tops.
But that's, like, kind of the same with me. Unless, like, if we're not talking about dresses. Like, yeah, if we're talking about tops, I've got too many tops. But then, like, I literally just wear flares on rotation.
Exactly. Flares on rotation.
Because I don't like leggings, and I've just never been a leggings babe.
And fuck jeans. Can we talk about fuck jeans?
Jeans? I stopped wearing.
Who created jeans?
Honestly.
I don't remember the last time I wore jeans. I remember when I went to uni last year. I bought, like, 2-3 pairs of jeans. Because I was like, I'll probably need them eventually. So I had £60 on, like, pretty much each of them, yeah. Because I was like, let me get good pairs of jeans. Bro, I was going out one day, went to put them on. I was like, if I ever, like, because I remember a tweet. There was once that Kali was saying that, like, who created jeans? Like, who were jeans created for? And I was just like, they're actually just useless. Like, they don't need to
exist.
They're
for, like, middle-aged men, like.
No, literally, because Kali said that there was a straight jacket for your legs. And I agree. Ever since then, I've never looked at them the same. Like,
you can never wear jeans and think, oh my god, this is like, the only good thing about jeans for me is that they make your bum look really nice. Like, that's a guarantee with most jeans, as long as you know what type of jeans.
They make my bum look nice.
Okay, sure. As long as you know what jeans are for you, because I can't lie, like, some girls are high-waisted girls and some girls are low-waisted.
Yeah, no, that is,
like,
true.
Like, me, myself, I'm a low-waisted gal. Yeah. But then my sister, she's a high-waisted gal.
She's a high-waisted gal.
So, you know, it's different things. But you just need to know how to dress yourself. But jeans in general are just nasty.
Jeans are nasty.
They're vile.
Like, because the thing is as well, like, they all look the same, really and truly. Like,
you wouldn't look at someone's jeans, like, and be like, oh my god, where'd
your
jeans
are amazing. Like, do you know what I mean? They're just jeans.
Yeah, you could just.
But people drop racks on jeans, you know.
I know.
It's actually crazy. It's actually mad to me. But anyway.
Oh yeah, and while we're on the topic of clothing, I just wanted to say, a combo that really, like, vexes me, like, sometimes when it's not done rightly, because sometimes it can look nice. But I remember I was having a conversation with my friend, and she was just like, oh, I was thinking of buying this, and it was like, I forgot what you call them, but it's like, what's those things called? It's like a swimsuit, but it's not a swimsuit. Like, you wear them out. Like, you actually could wear them outside.
Leotards.
Yeah, but it's not a leotard.
Yeah, no,
the girlies know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
And then, like, sometimes girls wear them with
like short shorts.
No, shorts are fine, but the joggers.
Oh yeah, okay, no, that makes sense.
It just doesn't make sense because
it doesn't fit.
Normally, like, the thing is just like the top is really thin and then you're paying it with, like, a really thick material.
Yeah,
like, it just doesn't make sense for me. And every single time I see it, I just get really vexed because it's just like, how are you that, like, fashion would be stupid. Like, why would you step out the house like that?
How are you that aesthetic?
Sometimes it looks nice, yeah. Sometimes if it's like the colours are matching, like, and there was a little bit of, like,
thought
behind it, then you could make it work. But most of the time I see it and I'm just like,
What's your opinion on, like, the people who wear the thongies out, like, upon the hip line?
Oh yeah, sometimes it looks good, I'm not gonna lie. Like, for that I feel like you need to wear low-rise jeans.
Yeah, 100. Because there's no way it should be, like, on an equilibrium to your belly button.
Because then you're gonna be
on the same line of latitude as your belly.
I shouldn't be able to tell where your bum line starts from looking at your thong.
Yeah, mums.
Do you get?
Mums,
do you guys
that's
understand
too
what I'm
high. That's
too
when,
high.
That's when you know it's too high. Like,
because sometimes, like, if you see the girls with the thongs out, then you can kind of tell the bum shape and, like, see where their bum crack starts. Like, do you get what I mean? Like, and I just don't want to be able to picture that in my head. Like,
the idea of thongs is crazy to me though, because that looks just uncomfortable.
It's not that uncomfy, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes the perks of wearing it, in my opinion, And a lot of guys will agree. You have
the panty lines on, like, the leggings.
Yeah, first of all. And then second of all, like, when you are walking, like, just, like, the fact that you can feel your own recoil is just crazy. Okay. Like, it's almost like a self-gassment, like, when you're walking and you're just like, wow, my bum is so big. Like, you know your bum's big. It's not something that you have to second guess. Like, oh, is my bum looking at this? You can just feel it moving. Feel it. Like,
okay, fair. That's fair.
The tectonic plates are, you know, rubbing together.
Okay, okay, just... guys. Man said hashtag friction. That's crazy. That's actually crazy. But no, that's actually wild. I mean, I want to start today's episode on that note because I just wanted to say, like,
we kind of just got carried away.
Yeah, no. But like, I feel for you girlies because, like, it's just expensive, man.
I just,
like, even especially for black women, like, wigs and keeping their hair done, like,
didn't it for a white, guys, listen, no, I'm joking, but like, obviously, I just feel like
it's not the same,
but like, also the white girlies are kind of moving to our estate anyway, so I feel like it's probably just like getting expensive for everybody because, you know, they're trying to maintain that. Most girls are trying to, like, get into that, oh, boss type of vibe, like, I don't need a man, like, independent woman type of, you know, and that's, I can't lie, like, that type of vibe has been historically kind of just, like, proclaimed for black women because black women have been, like,
forced to be independent.
Yeah. So we just dress like that, do you get it? We just do what we do.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think it's just expensive for most girls anyway.
Nah, I hear that. What's your opinion on that, like, that personality trait?
What?
Not personality trait, but as in, like, that way of thinking, as in, like, oh, I'm a boss bitch, I don't need no man.
I think it's, like, it's helpful, but to an extent, because it's just so annoying. And, like, some people, like, some girls take it too far with, like, the quotes, it's just like, oh, I don't need, like, they start making their own money. Because, you know me, like, once I got my job, I was gassed, yeah, in my head, those quotes were running through my mind. Never did you see me post a single quote that said, I don't need a man to da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I make my own money.
Because hashtag digital footprint, your future husband will find that.
It is.
Especially if you're on Twitter, yeah? And then now what? Now what, yeah?
It's not even that, but it's just like, why do you need to be proclaiming that? Like,
if you understand, then it doesn't need to be said to everyone.
Yeah, like, you really just move in silence, babes.
Don't let anyone know
what you've got going on. Like,
people
that.
Talk too much still. Like, how are we still having this conversation that, like, people talk too much?
Yeah, but it's like, we talk too much sometimes. Like, sometimes we just go 100%. Because we wanna flex, but you don't really need to flex what you got. Because sometimes, you know, as soon as you start flexing, the thing goes.
Yeah, no, like, then it's late.
Then it's late. Now you're just sitting there like a schmuck, like, yeah. Gosh.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, but it happens, man. It's a circle of life. But Daniela, I'll let you do the honors. You know what you need to do. You know what time it is.
Guys, I think you guys know what time it is, too.
If you don't, I should be worried.
I feel it coming. Bro, but I'm not talking like that. I'm talking about your poo. That's, you know,
loading up inside.
Loading in your belly.
Inside.
So, guys, go do what you got to do.
Go release that bomb.
Can I pet that down?
I knew that was coming.
Can I pet that down? Guys, on, before we leave you to go do your shits, yeah, me and my brother, because I'm always the one that comes up with this stuff, but me and my brother, my
not
sister,
all the time.
I always come up with the challenges and all the stuff. Yeah.
It's not always you. Don't do that.
Can't miss this happen.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, so then, basically, if you don't know about that TikTok, can I pick that dog? Then get to know. Just type in on your TikTok, can I pick that dog? Dog is spelled D-A-W-G, don't lack, yeah?
Dog.
And, yeah, basically, we made it a thing that every single time we see a dog now, like, we have to say, like, basically, the last person to say, can I pick that dog, has to do a dare.
Yeah.
And it was the first time trying it out, like, 2 days ago, but, like, from now on, we're actually doing it for real.
Yeah,
and I already know what dare I'm going to give the person who gives it last. But I don't want to say it because
I know it is as well. I can see it in your eyes. You're an evil human. But guys, like, it's just like, essentially, it's just like, you know, yellow car. Like, yeah. You see a yellow car.
But it's just better than that.
Yeah, because there's more dogs.
Yeah. Can I pet that dog?
You know what I'm saying? It's just a little titty. But, like, anyway, as Daniela said, go relieve yourselves, man. Go relieve yourselves. Go earn me some money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come back nice and refreshed. Ready for the next part, because the next part's going to get quite philosophical.
It's going to get quite deep, guys.
You know what I mean?
We're going to go underneath the onion layers.
Exactly.
And expose the epidermis, going into the dermis.
Oh.
You know, yeah. Quite deep.
Yeah,
quite
very deep. Very deep. So deep. you might start bleeding. That was what I actually just
pause. You know what? Pause this whole thing, guys. Go deep here. Go deep. Go deep.
All right, bye, guys. We'll be back soon. Welcome back, guys. Hope your dookies are nice and, you know, fruitful.
I hope they were like, oh, we always get into like really specific
specific
stuff.
And but descriptive, you know what it is,
like me and my brother always talk about, like, you know, the hierarchy of different types of poos.
Okay,
like,
don't, no, that makes us sound crazy. We don't always talk about
we don't always talk about it, but we've had conversations, yeah. We've had conversations. And it's like, you know them poos that are just like, like my brother has these when he goes back, like comes back from work, because they've been loading up in his belly for a very long.
Because I don't poo outside my house.
Yeah. So you know when you have a poo and it's just like it slips right out of you, and it's just like you obviously do wipe, like I hope you guys do wipe, like,
but sometimes you wipe and there's nothing on the
position. Yeah, and you're just like, wow, that was a great shit. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, no, literally.
Anyway, moving on to our next segment.
That's so nasty. Like, why do you, like, how have they allowed this to become a bit, like,
I know, consistently? And you guys are still listening.
You guys, no one's even, like, mentioned, like, no one's batted an eyelid, like, everyone just kind of laughs and keeps moving.
Isn't it? But it's because it's relatable.
Yeah, it is relatable. Do you know what I mean? We all dookie at the end of the day. Not girls, though. Not girls, don't poo, guys. But anyway, I wanted to talk about people getting into relationships and then leaving friends, or, like, switching up how they are with their friends once they get into said relationship. Because this is, you know, a listener request, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's inevitable at the end of the day. Like, at the end of the day, your priorities are going to change because you are in a relationship now. And, like, you know, there's a certain hierarchy of people in your life.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, some people take it a bit too far.
Way too far.
Like, I feel like if you get into... I personally never experienced a bit where my friends got into a relationship and they've, like, I felt like a massive drastic change, because I'm never the one to, like, text my friends first.
Oh.
I never text my friends first, and my friends know this, and I get penalised all the time, but
penalized.
I'm
penalised? Crucified?
Crucified, we'll use that. Every single time, because, you know, I just don't make... It's not that I don't make that effort, but it's just because I'm just not that type of person. Mm. There's different types of people.
Yeah.
But, like, I just feel like... those people that, like, completely switch up, like, the dynamic that you guys had now that they're in a relationship, or become completely obsessed of talking about...
And now it's their only thing that they can talk about.
It's
their only
trait. It's just crazy.
Guys, it's fucking exhausting.
There's this one girl, yeah? There's this one girl. She's like... You mean people that...
When Daniela does that chuckle before she says, when there's this one, hey, just know they're about to get violent.
No, they're not going to get... Okay.
No, they are. They are. You're about to cook them.
No, but basically, there's this one girl, and, like, you know them people that, like, just add you to their private stories?
For,
like,
no reason. I didn't ask to be here.
And especially, like, with this one girl, like, it's not like we're on, like, speaking terms. Like, I actually have no clue why I'm there, and it's like, I have left multiple times.
And she adds you back.
She just adds me back, which is crazy.
No shame.
But the I don't think she'll listen to this pod, but if she does, you know, it is what it is. But
wait, who is it, Muffet?
No, I'll tell you after. Okay, but fine, what do you fine. Call But the private story itself is called Girlies, yeah. So I'm thinking, cool, I'm on loads of girls' private stories. Same. Like the girly crib. And it's really nice community.
You yeah, moms.
Talk about I quite agree. A lot of stuff. You yeah, know, I, girl I stuff, you know, girl
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, guys, girl stuff.
Girl stuff.
That I see.
But I feel like there's so much more to being a girl than just being my man. And the only thing that she posts is my man. And I'm just like, I could have seen it coming, because I know how this type of girl is, you know. But it's just a bit sad.
Are they Caucasian?
No, they're not Caucasian.
Oh, that's even more disappointing.
Yeah, but when you find out who the girl is, you won't be disappointed, because... No!
Oh! No, it's one of two guys.
I just mouthed it out to him, and he just immediately understood.
I knew.
You can tell when a person's just going to be like that when they get into a relationship.
Can I just say, the person that we're talking about, yeah, she's in Daniela's year. I remember when I was at school, yeah. I don't care, because it's me. I ain't going to see her. Right, so when we were at school, our school had two different, like, sites, do you know what I mean? And there was, like, a 10-minute walk in between them.
Upper site and lower site.
Yeah, exactly. Upper site and lower site. So, you know, we had to commute between the two sites for certain lessons, do you know what I mean? And while we commute, obviously, there's people going from upper site to lower site, and people going from lower site to upper site, right? And then whenever me and my friends would be commuting, I think it was on, like, a Thursday, we'd always see Daniela's class, Daniela's year group, or, like, Daniela's... Was she in your class?
No, she's just in my year.
Yeah, okay. Well, we saw her. We saw this person that Diane was talking about. And the guys the guy said that she looks like an actual elephant. And I actually couldn't even, like, hold
it wasn't just
anything.
Elephant. Like, it was... She had loads of nicknames around the school that no clue about until I was speaking to this one boy in the year above me. Oh, my God, I'm baiting myself up. But I was, you know, we had a little something going on.
No there. One told you to say
but,
that.
But no one's going to know who it is anyway. Okay, so fine, it's fine. Because... Don't even try and figure out, because you won't know nothing. But what do you call it? So, yeah. And then, like, at that time, I was speaking about her because she was my friend. And what do you call it? She was like, oh, you mean... you mean... I can't even remember, like, the nickname he had for her. But they in their year, and bear in mind, that year of the guy that I was chatting to, he's the year below my brother's year. They had a nickname for her. So I feel like every year had
everyone
a nickname for this girl.
Had, like, just a bullish nickname for her. So, you know, I would feel bad if she didn't deserve it, so.
Yeah, so would I, but she's really crazy.
No, she's actually insane. No, wait, have we told that story of that night?
Okay, you know what, might as well.
Wait, I feel like we might have on the like one of the first early episodes that you came on, but like that's like a year ago.
Yeah,
so
like
we've got new listeners and new countries and new
places.
We have
to retell it.
We have to.
Are we retelling it right now?
Should we do the segment then retell it after?
Okay,
so I wanted to say, guys, if you get into a relationship and, you know, the people who you talk to, like, the way that I view friends is like there is a pyramid. Do you know what I mean? There's like a pyramid in my head. And like at the top, you have like your close. I say your top three. That's the top like section of the pyramid. You know, if you think of the feudal system when you're back in school, that's the royalty. Do you know what I mean? Like, so you got your top three. And then you have like...
The nine.
You know, your your four to... I say four to nine. Mm. Yeah. Then like 10 to 15. And then like from there...
It's just
you're all in the same.
The common, the peasants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like just the peasants. You know, the workers, the labourers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The merchants and them man there. They're all mixing together. I don't care for you, man, a lot. Like, I'll be real. But yeah, in my head, if you get into a relationship and shut up, if you get into a relationship and you start messing with the top two, like, sections of your pyramid, I think that's crazy. Like your
just
top,
throw the whole pyramid.
Exactly.
Away.
Your top at least five should be. Safe from, you know, I got a man's now, so I'm gonna go. And the reason why I say I got a man's, I feel like girls do it a lot more than guys.
Yeah,
like, girls do it way more than
like,
guys.
When a guy gets into a relationship, they're not really gonna change the way that they act with their boys.
No.
If anything, it's kind of gonna become an issue.
Yeah, exactly. With the boys. Yeah, exactly. The fact that they're in a relationship. But the guy, like, yeah, is that what an issue in the relationship?
Mm.
That the guy's not spending more, like,
they still prioritize their friends.
Exactly. Because I don't think that your partner should be your everything.
I think
that's healthy.
And that's another thing that I wanted to say. I don't think your partner's friends should be your friends, and I don't think you should don't ever classify your partner's friends as your friends, because
they're not yours. If you break up, they're going back.
They don't,
guys,
That nigga wants you. He been wanting you.
Exactly, literally. So yeah, no, always just be careful. Like, I feel like the situation that brought this up, one of my friends was talking to, this is at uni, so one of my friends was talking to a guy who's in a relationship with a girl who is friends with my friend, right? So that's how my friend knew the guy, right? Mm. So the girl is talking to the guy about something that's stressing her out. It's got nothing to do with the girlfriend. It's literally just her own shit. She's just getting it out because, you know, obviously, you know, there's someone to talk to. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And it was perfectly fine. It was like, okay, cool. Now, the person... Like, my friend has now told this person, like, shit, like, that was close to them, stressing them out, like, personally, that was really, you know, important to her, really, you know, private shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy has just not even thought about it, gone told the girlfriend. And now the girlfriend's acting mad, like, weird with my friend.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So now I'm just like, what, like, do you think, what's your, like, thoughts on, like, couples telling each other other people's tea? Like, do you think your partner should know everything that you know about, like, your friendships, or like, would you tell your partner everything that, like, people tell you? Like, how is the spillage of the tea working out in a relationship?
The spillage of tea is so calm in between, like, a relationship, as long as you know that the type of person that you're in a relationship with is not like a messy person, because as long as, like, it's like how you tell your best friend, your partner should be your best friend, like, or at least on that scale or some sort. Like, you should be...
you should be able to, like, yeah, talk to them. Do you know what I mean?
So the way you kiki with your best friend, yeah, and you tell them all that good stuff, then it should be... But then it's a thing where it's like, you wouldn't go... Your best friend can't tell you something and then you go and tell your partner that crazy thing because it's crazy because...
Yeah, some things just need to keep between the two. Like, yeah. It's not everything that needs to be shared, guys. Yeah, for absolutely not.
Because then after, when you guys break up, which is kind of inevitable, come on. you know, then they're just going to know all this random business about your friend and it's...
And it's Like, and the thing is that one thing that I know, a lot of guys don't like their girlfriend's friends. Mm. Like, because, like... The way that girls use their friends, like, in relationships, they use them as, like, almost...
Yes, men.
Not yes, men, but, like, just literally fucking venting points.
Most girls are yes, men.
No, that is true. That is true as well. Like, people... I've said this before. I don't think women hold each other accountable to the levels that they should. Mm. But that's not a conversation we're having today. Hey. So, wait. That's my train of thought.
Do you want me to talk about something? Because I had something I wanted
to say. Yeah, go on, cook.
So, like, basically... I remember, like, I think we were just talking about this point, but the fact that your friends are not your guy, your man's friends, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I did break up with that violent man.
Violent?
Not violent. Vile, sorry. But
I was like,
when? He was just, like, you know, physically looking me, like, he looked violent. Do you know what I mean?
Wait,
like,
who? Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I got that one as well, guys.
Just everything about him was just not right. So, yeah, when I did break up with him, yeah, like, it's a thing where it's like, I personally, if I was, like, in a, like, breakup with any, like, with my nigga, why would I go and, like, text my nigga's friends saying, rare tete? But I know so many niggas do this. Like, they will go out of their way and text the girl's friends on some, oh, yeah, this, that, help us get back together. But that's because you've made them comfortable to feel like, oh, that's my friend, as in your girls.
Yeah, your girls, like, your man now has access to your friends. Yeah.
And it's weird true. Because they can either move to your friend, and if that is the case, then your friend was never your friend.
Yeah, mums.
But, or they can just, like, you know, try and sliver their way in, but that should never be the case because at the end of the day, that was your friend. And then, like, that even happened to me, you know, in the breakup when, like, my ex was, like, trying to get my friend to use, like, to kind of use my friend as a pawn to get us back together. And it was weird, guys. I don't even know if I told you guys this anecdote, but it was freaking weird. Like, my friend at the time, she was like, oh, are you okay? Because obviously I did tell her that we broke up and stuff. And I've never been that, like, in that breakup, I was never emotional because, you know, I already clocked out ages ago. So I was just like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, why'd you keep asking me if I'm okay? Bray's fine. Bray, like, why are you asking? She was like, no, you just don't seem yourself. But I was like, what do you mean? Because we barely really spoke like that, but she was one of my close friends.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, it's nice that she's asking. So I finally, you know, decided to spill the tea, you know, like, oh, yeah, this is happening. And it was really messy what was going on at the time. And I tell her everything. And then she tells the nigga everything. I thought, there's no way.
The level of betrayal.
And I just learned from that fact that you shouldn't, first of all, don't really be telling all your friends everything about
Yeah, no, that's what I was, like, going to say.
Because we
that's
just say everything. Say. And it's yeah, just...
because they're gonna, like, when you go to your friends and tell them every single small, like, minute thing that your man does wrong that annoys you, yeah, like, now your friends are holding on to that. Mm. And now every time that, like, they're not going to let that shit go. Like, you might forgive him, you know, in the heat of the moment, you've gone to your friends, ah, oh, he's so annoying, he's done ratata, he's done this and that. Your friends ain't going to forget that because they've now seen you stressed out about a person.
Or possibly,
I mean?
Crying.
Exactly.
Why are you crying? But, okay, pop off. But, like, you know, they're going to see all of that emotional, like, damage is done
exactly.
to you.
Exactly, and they're,
like,
not going to forget that. Yeah. So now, like, anytime you go in the, like, they're not going to take your relationship seriously. Do you know what I mean? Not everything needs to be told to the girls.
Sometimes you just gotta work that shit out yourself.
Between,
like,
the relate, that's what the relationship
yeah,
is for.
Yeah, you shouldn't have, like, times where you guys argue. Maybe you need a bit of time away, but in that time away, you should be thinking about shit, or maybe even just telling your siblings, okay, cool, like, this is what happened, but I'm just thinking about how do I go about it in the right way. Because at the end of the day, most of us, like, our siblings are gonna, like, be truthful and, like, tell, like, advise you in the right way. Most girls, yeah, with their friends, and I think I've spoken about this before, like, they all kind of just advise each other on the basis of, like, what's going on in their life. I think we were watching something. What was we watching? I think, yeah, it was Love Island.
Yeah.
And, what do you call it? Was it Ella?
Ella, yeah. She was giving advice.
To who? What was the white girl?
Abby?
No, the one that won.
Oh, Jess.
Yeah, giving advice to Jess, and it was so, like... so obvious that it was just advice that she, like,
she wanted from her situation. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, people are just gonna give the advice that they would want themselves.
Exactly. Really, so some girls, like, honestly,
it's not worth. It's not worth
it. It's not worth it. You just gotta work it out yourself.
You do. That is something you gotta do. You gotta do it by yourself. But, you know, I think we can get into the anecdote now if you like to. You know, right, so kick us off.
Where do I even start?
Where do I even begin?
Okay, cool. So,
oh, you need to, yeah, you
know, I actually have to give like actual proper context.
Yeah, proper context. Like,
so basically, like,
where were you going on that day? Yeah, what were you gonna be on that? Like, yeah.
So cool. Like, during this time, what was it? Year 11? Was it last year? Or in year
10? I think I was still in school.
So, year 11?
I was in year 11. I was in year 13,
yeah,
sorry.
I was in year 11. So cool. I was in year 11, guys, and I had like this friend who the same
elephant friend.
Yeah, same friend. And I can't lie, I don't actually even understand how we became friends as close as we was, but I just guess it was just like
proximity.
You're seeing, like, and to be fair,
the friends you make during school is so wild because you're actually just friends because you see each other every day.
No, like, but it's not even that, because to be fair, like, regardless of, she's like a weird girl, but she was kind of fun. Like, I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, she was she was really fun to be around, and I feel like our personalities did mesh outside the weird shit that she did. Like, if she wasn't a weird girl, we probably would still be friends. But yeah, so we used to go out, and like, she was kind of weird. She was kind of like, what do you call it? What's that thing you call? Not a deadbeat, but like, it's like, you know, someone who ain't got really, like, you know, like, you know the quote that I was telling you that I forgot to send to you, and it was like, oh, why are you looking for a man when you should be looking for a job?
Oh, for a job, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What's that thing where you call, like, what's that thing where someone don't have a job?
Unemployed.
No, but not unemployed. Like, it's like
a bum.
A bum, yeah. She was a bit of a bum.
What did you say initially? What
was it? Deadbeat. But, like, she was a bit of a bum because, like, she would always want to be, like, she would probably, her idea of going out would be like, oh, let's go Westfield and like kind of dress up, look cute. And I was never that
go
type.
Gallivanting. Go gallivanting. Do that. I find that so crazy, man.
We would gallivant, but not in that way. We'd gallivant to like just like have fun, go smoke, and just gallivant and like do that type of shit, but not for boys. Anyway, but this one particular time, we just wanted to gallivant and smoke, and it was cool. You know, that's what we normally do. And it was the three of us, my best friend now, and me, and then her. She was my best friend at the time, and it was weird because. It was weird because the whole night, like the whole day of school, because we were supposed to go out and it was like a non-uniform day, and then like we're walking like to go home, and her mom always used to pick her up because her mom didn't trust her because she was a weird girl. Even if your mom
doesn't trust you, that's wild.
That's how you know.
That's wild.
So she had to go like shoot.
Getting picked up in year 11 is ludicrous.
I know, but she had to go to like some tuition. Is that how you pronounce it? Tuition.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was like, oh, Daniela, because we had to go and, like, pick up the kush.
That's good.
The kush. So she was like, oh, Daniela, can you please just, like, get me some still, because I'll still be there. And I was like, I'm not a guy. First of all,
had you ever picked up by that point?
No, this was my first ever time picking up. And second of all, like, we were kind of on rocky terms because it's cool. I love paying for stuff for my friends. Like, as long as you don't say you're gonna pay me back. If I say, oh, this is my treat, and like, just whatever.
That's cool. But
if you're saying you're gonna pay me back and you don't pay me back,
no, because the thing is, no one forced you to lie. Like, actually, infuriates
how
me.
How could you actually say you're gonna pay me back and you didn't?
Do you remember that time I went to the club and the girl was like, oh, can you buy me a drink? I can't be on the toilet in line. I'll pay you back.
And you never saw that money again.
I don't need the money. But it's the principle.
Like, just don't,
just
say
don't lie.
Like, God.
Yeah, no, I hear it.
God, and it's like, if you were to, like, bring it back up on them, they'd be like, oh my God, sorry, I forgot. And you still don't see that.
Exactly,
money.
You still say, yeah, so sorry, like, you know, I've just been, that's really hectic, recently.
I just don't understand how people can find so many excuses and just not deal with the problem. Because once there's a problem, if you just deal with it,
it's gone, like, it's utterly finished.
Like, it's the same with, sorry, I'm doing two stories in one, but there was this one guy, oh my days, don't get me started, because even my friends know how this pissed me off. I was talking to this one guy, and, like, you know, we went to, like, it was just like a really like out of the blue link up. I'm not gonna lie, he just wanted to see me. So we went to go like watch the sunset, nice little picnic vibes, drink a little bit. And then basically, because like the place that we went to was near my house, his phone was dying. So I literally just got my brother's portable and I gave it to him. I did ask my brother before, he was like, calm, as long as I get it back, rare, tear, tear.
No, but the thing is, in my head, no, don't, you hoodwinked me as well, because he said, I'm with my friends. like, okay, I'm taking your point.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know
that you were with a guy. Because if I knew you were with a guy, I would have immediately said no, because guys are going to steal that.
Guys aren't
purchasing portables and pink chargers for themselves. That's true. Like, he stole that. And I'm really annoyed, because that pink charger...
You're telling the story
room.
Before I even told the story. Okay,
I'm still hurt,
right, listen, so then, yeah, so cool, we go on a little picnic date. The whole date was very cute, very nice, you know. He even had me, it came back, and I was like, oh, if this nigga's not my nigga by my birthday, I swear. Da-da-da-da-da.
Guys, her birthday is in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah. It's not the case. Anyway, so then, yeah, obviously, like, we're walking... He walks me back home, and, like... I get inside, everything's fine, I'm telling my sister, and then I literally realised, maybe like 30 minutes after that, oh my god, he has the portable. So I call him and I'm like, oh my god, do you have the portable? He was like, oh, I can come back and drop it. I was like, where are you now? He was like, literally back, basically at home.
Yeah.
And he lives in, oh, I can't say what he
lives. Yeah, no. How long from here?
30 minutes.
Okay.
I was like, that's just long. Like, I can't lie. We'll see each other another day. Because at that point, we was planning to link up again. And I was just like, cool, we'll just give it to me another day, innit? But then everything started getting long. And I was like, I gave him a week. I was like, oh, do you want to, like, come and give me the portable, rare-tare-tare? He was like, oh, I'm just busy, rare-tare-tare. Busy.
Rare-tare-tare.
I'm thinking, cool, like, you know, he's got a job, you know. At least he's not a bum, you know. So, you know, I'm letting him be busy. 2 weeks go by, I'm asking. At this point, it's too much rejection for my ego to handle. I'm thinking, what the frick is actually going on? So I put him this one last time, yeah. And I remember it was, like, sports day. So this is crazy because I remember, that, like, I gave him, like, a month. Like, from it to come to sports day, it was, like, a month after.
That's wild.
And then I was like, oh, I'm literally out right now. I'm going to come, like, to your house. You can just, like, give it to me. And he was like, no, you ain't going to do that. Like, well, I'm going out today. I'll just come and drop it off at yours. I was like, cool, safe. And then I text him later on in the day, and I'm just like, oh, by the way, I'm going out again, because I was going out with my friends. I won't be at home, but just let me know when you're coming, so I'll just come meet you. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. He just never came. And then I put him up on it, and he was like, oh, it's because you said you was going to be out. So, you know, I just didn't come because you said you was going to be out. I said, where's the communication in this?
And you could have posted it through the letterbox.
Yeah, exactly. There's just so many. And that's where
it comes to the... Could have left it behind the plant pot.
This is where it comes to the point where I'm saying, why do you make up so many excuses when you could just literally
just say that you can't be arsed. Just say
you can't be arsed.
No, because the thing is, you even said that you'd go to get it.
There was this one time that, like, me and my friend were picking up again, and I was literally in his area, and I was like, okay, I'm going to come pick it up. And he was like, nah, come like that. You ain't got... And it's not like I've never been to his house before. This is nothing crazy. I can come and pick it up. He's like, nah, you ain't gonna do that. Still, like, I can't give it to you. And then it got to the point where he what do you call it? I can't even remember how it got to this bit, but oh yeah, he texted me saying, oh, what, are you free anytime soon, right? And I was like, you know what, just keep the fucking thing, bro. Just keep the fucking thing, because I'm tired of this. Like, how am I going out my way to get something that, first of all, like, let's just say for this sake that it belongs to me, because it belongs to my family, so yeah. It basically belongs to me.
Yeah.
Why am I going out my way to secure something that is mine? Like, and how do you not feel embarrassed? Because if someone gave me something, I'd be wanting to give that back ASAP. I'd be calling their phone.
Because the thing is, this is what annoys me as well. It's not even like, it's not something that's useless that, like, he forgets that it's there. Yeah. Like, he definitely uses that portable because he goes out every day. But the thing is as well, it's not even a good portable. So, like, I'm not, you have to charge that shit.
Like,
I bought a new portable like 2 months ago, and for like a month I had them overlapping. I was just like, oh, like, if I'm going out for like 20 minutes, and then she was like, I'll take this one. If I'm going out for a whole day, I'll take that one.
Mm.
But then the thing I'm most pissed off about is the pink charger. I'll be real.
It was really nice. It was like a meter long.
No, 2 meter long.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, guys, back to the other story.
Yeah, back to the story.
I don't even know why I left off. But yeah, long story short, she couldn't come. She was like, can you please pick up the kush for me? And I was like, no, because you don't pay me back. And she was like, no, I promise, I will. And I was like, you can just share mine. So we go and, like, get our stuff, and I don't get her one because I could just feel in my belly that something was going to go wrong, or she just wasn't going to pay me back, and I just couldn't be honest. Like, I was spending too much money on this girl who lies.
Mm.
So then obviously we go to Westfield and stuff, and like I think we hire bikes.
Oh, guys, remember when the bikes, you'd hire them £1.50 for the whole day?
Now it's 30 minutes. We literally went to go hire bikes 2 days ago, like a week ago, me and my best friend, and it was like £2 something for 30 minutes, and you have to keep topping that up. I said, what the frick? This economy is getting crazy, guys.
Guys, we used to have liberties, you know. We used to have freedoms as Londoners.
What's happening?
Even you less. What's the point?
Like, guys. Anyway, so then we was riding bikes, all that stuff. And then she finally comes to Westford. She gets dropped off by her mum. And I'm like, okay, cool. She was like, and then as soon as she sees us, she's like dying for that kush, bro. She's like, where is it? And we were walking in that. I don't know if you guys have been Westfield before, but you know that bit when you're about to walk to the park? What's the park called?
The Olympic Park,
yeah. And you're walking through the shops, like, it's like...
The TK Maxx and that.
Yeah. You're walking through that bit. And she was like, she tried to take the fucking zoot off me and she was trying to smoke it through there. I was like, bitch, what? But actually, we're in public. What are you actually doing? Where do you think we are?
Grace, Amsterdam. No decorum.
Amsterdam. Like, what the hell? And then, so I was like, no, let's go there. Like, we can smoke it there. And she smokes her bit, which is my weed anyway, but she smokes it. I'm like, cool. So now we're all high. And then I was like to her, how are you getting home? And she was like, oh, I think my mum might pick me up. I was like,
are you silly? Are you dumb? Or are you stupid? Are you intellectually unintellectual?
I was like, is there any other way you can get home? She's like, nah, still. My mum's gonna pick me up still. So now, cool. We go to the food court, and this is when I actually had to look at her deep. Have you ever had those moments like with your old friends and you look at, like, it was that pivotal moment when you knew
that, yeah, you weren't gonna be friends with them? Coach, yeah, mine was.
Like, even me, like, me and my best friend talk about this all the time. And we're just like, when this happened, we were scared. Like, we were actually scared. So we're in the food court now. Oh, guys, we got Pizza Hut. Yeah, we got them little mini pizzas.
Oh, yeah,
it was
deal.
So nice.
Yeah.
It was so nice. And then we were eating that. And just imagine eating that fried. Oh, it was good. We scuffled it down, but not like her. Bro, when I said she ate like a beast, she inhaled that food like there was no tomorrow. And we're in the middle of the food court, like, Leng Ting's walking left and right, buff people walking left and right. You know, I could have got scouted at any time. I couldn't be caught on the lack like this. So we were just, and then she was like falling over and so in the middle of the field.
Falling over, sitting down?
Like, yeah, she was sitting on the stool and she kind of fell over a bit. And like, I had to look after her. Nice. And then this is the one bit that really did piss me off because, of course, like, my best friend now at the time, she was there, but we wasn't best friends at the time. But like, everybody, like, and we was there with another girl. She's also my best friend now, but she wasn't my best friend at the time. So yeah, we were all there, but they all knew that like we were best friends, so I had that responsibility to look after her. And it was like, they were like, oh, why don't you guys wait here with her? I'm like, what, Daniela, why don't you wait here with her and we go da 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 da? And I was like, why do I always have to wait here with her? And I was actually getting vexed, like, in the middle of Westfield, I was shouting, like, why is it always me?
It's actually so annoying, man.
Anyway, so long story short, now it's like the end of the day and we still got like a couple like zoots left. Like, this is not things that you could just like throw away, like, oh, this is a little bit of a zoot, just throw it away. Like, it was like two whole.
Bear in mind,
like,
this was like, you man were children.
And we weren't finishing that. Like, we were already like super fried.
You were already fried.
So we were like, oh, who's gonna take this home? And I couldn't take it home because at the time, like, it was before like Gideon had that like type of leverage in our house to just be like, yeah, I'm going for a walk type shit. Well, like, he'd go for a walk, but even I thought he was going for a walk. Like, he would lie to me. Like, he wouldn't even tell me, oh yeah, by the way, I just find out when he came home, oh yeah, he's fine.
The thing is, you'd have to ask me, though, sometimes.
Do you get it? Like, he wouldn't just give out that information for free. So it was like, I couldn't take it home. I just knew that it was going to be sticky if I did. And then, obviously, Kiki couldn't take it home because she had already gotten bagged for, like, ganja, like, multiple times. Like, it was bad. It was actually so bad. And then, I just baited her name, so now everyone...
It's fine. People know Tanisha's name.
Yeah.
As long as you're not slandering them,
it's fine. I can never slander Kiki. But then, and then...
Shout out Kiki, it was her birthday the other day.
Yeah, it was her birthday yesterday.
Shout out Kiki.
You know, big 1-7. Finally, bro.
She just turned 17?
Yeah.
Nah,
I was friends with a 16-year-old. That's Deona. And I'm 18.
That's Deona.
I'm literally 18 in like 2-3 weeks or something like that.
No, right. That's actually Deona.
It's wild. Anyway. So, what do you call it? Where was I? Oh yeah, and then like my last friend, she's just the sweetest, like, honestly.
Yeah.
She can never take that home, bro. Like, she can never take that home.
She get back so
because her mum already did that, you know, is on like sticky bits with her like that.
Oh.
And she's Jamaican, Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's not gonna be the same. Like, obviously we're all black, so we all know that if we ever got caught, it's gonna be a mazel.
Long day, yeah.
But it's gonna be less of a mazel for her. Like, which even she agreed. She was like, yeah, I'll take it home. It's not even like we were convincing her. She said, oh, guys, don't worry, I'll take it home.
Yeah.
But on our sake, we should have said no because she's going in a car.
Yeah, she's going in the car.
But yeah, that happened. It was kind of all our mistake, but she's the one who said that, yeah, I'll take it home with no questions asked. Yeah. She sprayed it with perfume, everything was fine. And then she told, like, obviously, I get home and stuff. I'm just chilling in my mom's room because she went to work. And then I get a call off this random number, and it's Elian's mum. And bear in mind, I'm fried as fuck. And so I get this call, and she's like, is this Daniela? I'm like, yeah. And then she's like, Daniela, what did you guys do today? And I was like, who's this? And she's like, it's Elian's mum. She's like, what did you guys do today? I was like, oh, so obviously, we just went out, you know, went to the park, rode bikes, all that stuff. Like, I didn't think she knew anything, yeah. But I knew she knew something.
Yeah, exactly. Why would she be calling?
And then obviously, she was like, did you give my daughter the gadget? And I was like, no. Because I didn't.
You didn't.
That's your daughter's mistake. Do you think I am going to take the fall? Do you actually think I am going to take the fall?
No,
fall?
I ain't going to be yeast, though.
No. And then she was like, cool, that's what I need to... Then she hung up the phone on me. First of all, she was bare disrespectful.
No, she was rude. She was actually rude.
And I actually... You know when you have to snap out of your high by force?
Yeah, no, it killed it straight
away. It was just such a serious situation because that was the first time...
You got bagged.
Yeah, ever. So then I was scared. I was like... So then at this point, I think I called... Who did I call? Kiki. And then I told her, oh my God, like, this is happening. I let her know because she didn't know. Like, yeah. Kiki hadn't called. Kiki's not Kiki.
Elian's mom hadn't called Kiki. Oh. You already said it though.
Whatever.
It is what it is.
Anyway, so her mom hadn't called Kiki's mom yet. So she had to, like, I was just going to let my girl know, by the way, this is going to happen. So just get yourself ready. And then Niall, I also called Niall. And, you know, Niall's the cute, innocent girl that could never take it home yet. So I also called her and let her know what was going on. And then my mom calls me. And she's like, why am I getting calls from
While she's at work?
She's like, I'm coming home now. I'm coming home now, Daniel. I'm coming home now. I said, hey, mom. Guys, just know, this night, I didn't get beats, yeah? We praise God, because my mom's not a violent character like that anymore.
Nah, yeah.
I just knew that I made her gravely disappointed, which is way worse.
Yeah, no, exactly. I prefer the licks. You know when she looks at you, yeah, and it's just pure disappointment in her eyes? I'm just like, oh.
I actually prefer the licks. Like, it was so bad.
Because the pain will stop hurting eventually, yeah? Yeah. I see that in my sleep, do you know what I mean?
So then she came home, and I fell asleep. I can't.
Like, she actually came home?
She came home, but I was asleep in her bed, because I forgot it even happened. I just fell asleep. And I woke up, and she's just standing there. I was like, she's dead. And she actually came home, guys. Like, she actually came home. And then we spoke about it, and she kind of understood because she knew the nature of this girl. Like, it's not that the whole thing was on her. Yeah. It's just the fact that, like, she knows me,
yeah.
And she knows that this would have, like, I gallivant, do my thing.
Yeah, she doubles.
But this would have never happened to this extent, and this wouldn't have been a big situation like this if she wasn't involved. Like, so she was, like, understanding of the situation, still mad at me, though.
She backed you, though.
She still cussed me the frick out. Only reason why she backed me is because of what happened
the next day.
So cool.
All of this happened on a Friday, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, on a On a Saturday, you know, everyone's at home. I sleep downstairs that night. I don't know why, but I just slept downstairs and I was in my onesie. And I hear knocking on the door and knock, 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 knock. I'm thinking, what the frick?
Maybe it's a parcel.
Maybe it's a parcel. So I go open the door and I see the girl's mum and nothing clocks in my head. I see my girl, like, Kiki's mom, and I've never seen her mom ever in my life. I had never met her mom yet. So I thought that there were, like, Jehovah's Witness at my door. Like, I thought they were just coming to spread gospel and stuff. And then I see that girl's mom, and everything clocks in my head, and I'm like, oh, so this must be this and this must be that. It was like Sherlock. Yeah. I just made it up in 1 second. And then they were like, oh, are you Daniela? And I closed the door on them because I was scared. I'm not gonna lie. In that second, yeah, I was shitting myself.
Yeah. No, that was the right thing to do though. Because
what the frick? I was in my onesie. I just woken up. And I was saying, are you like?
I said you had cuss in your eyes.
You're acting like police at my doorstep.
Guys, it was actually just at 8 a.m. Like, it was actually, it wasn't even like 12.
I can't believe they actually waited at the door.
They waited at the door.
So I went to go and get my brother upstairs, and he was so
bro. No, because I woke up because I heard them chatting to you, innit? because my window is always wide open and my room's at the front of the house. So I woke up, I heard them chatting to you. I was like, what is going on? And so then I'm kind of like, I opened the door here, and as you're coming up the stairs, and then you're telling me, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what?
Didn't it? I was like,
what?
Honestly, the reason why they came to our house is because they basically what happened on the Friday night, the girl's mum, who decided that everything was to be on me, and like, this is all happened because this African girl, she wants to like make sure that all of us, like all of their children dabble in ganja, yeah. And my brother's apparently a drug dealer.
Yeah, apparently me, who she'd never spoken to, never met. Apparently I'm a drug dealer.
Yeah. And then basically, so that happened, yeah. But then the night before, she went to my girl's house, she went to Kiki's house, and went to like convince her mom that this was all my fault. Like, all of this that's happening to their girls is all my fault. When really the conversation that they should be having, if they were good parents, was getting us all together and saying why we shouldn't do this.
Why, exactly?
Like, there should be
parenting was so poor. Like,
there should be no
bad.
Blaming here. Like, we should all be like, okay, this happened.
Because it's gonna happen.
Isn't
it? You know what I mean?
At some point, like, so you can't, like, blame anyone. And it's not like that was the first time her child had been caught with ganja. It wasn't. So she was acting all crazy like this for no reason.
Literally for no reason. Because like, everyone knows that your daughter's the problem. Everyone.
Everybody. Anyway, so that happened, yeah. And then obviously my brother comes downstairs. The girl's mum's trying to violate my brother, saying, oh, so this is what you do. You just take advantage of little girls. And
I was like,
sell them weed.
I was like, I've just woken up. Yeah, you're accusing me of bare things. And I was like, who are you chatting to like this on Saturday morning? Like,
but Gideon wasn't even shouting. Like, he was so funny. He was so nonchalant. Like, the girl's mum was like, so you're a drug dealer? He was like, no. so you just take advantage? No. I just don't, like.
You're actually just thinking of lying. Like, you're actually just lying on my name.
And then obviously, like, my girl's mom. This is the most painful, like, part of the story, is because the fact that, like, obviously, at that time, me and Kiki weren't best friends.
Yeah.
But, like, now we are. And that's the first thing. Kiki's mom met me before, but like I looked hella different now. Like, because before, like when she met me, I used to have my afro out all the time, and she was like, wow, your afro is so beautiful, rotate, always talking about me, beautiful. And then the second time she meets me is on this thing. I just knew that the relationship was over. I can never go over to Kiki's house now and be like, hello auntie, because she just look at me in disgust.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Nah, like, it was peak.
But yeah, that's and then she kind of just like threatened to beat me up.
And I was like, then when she said that, I was like, yeah, you're wild. You're actually insane, because she's actually just a minor.
Innit?
Like, and I was just like, she was like, yeah, I'm gonna get my sons on you. I'm like, we used to run this block and all of this type of stuff. I was like, so you're now, because even at this point, was I 18? Mm-hmm. I wasn't. I think I was 17. I was in year 13, but I was 17.
Yeah.
Because I think it was like December time. I was 17 still. So we were both still minors. I was just like, so you're threatening to be our minors. I wasn't even involved in the situation, and I'm getting beaten up.
She was like, I'm gonna get my oldest sons on you, my older brothers. I mean, no, she was like, I'm the oldest in my family, and I would never, ever, ever convince my younger
brothers. And I was like, you're 45, I'm 17. And
do you know what
it is? I wasn't even involved.
Do you know what it is? I didn't even want to say this, because this is crazy, but I'm going to say it anyway. her brother's still dabbling in that shit anyway.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's very much like, we all come from broken homes, but their home is very broken. So they really don't have any leg to stand on in this argument. It was really.
It's not like, yeah, it's not like it was there was
perfect family
and they were
perfect
really,
picture.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, if that was the case, then I feel proper.
I understand it, yeah. But there was no reason for her to have that much vim.
So then obviously, like, we basically just closed the door on them, and we're just like, what the frick was that? And then we call our mum, because our mum was at work.
No, she was asleep. She was upstairs.
Oh, yeah, she was
asleep. Sleeping.
She was asleep. Oh, yeah, they were asking my mom to come out so they could fight her.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Do you know where we live? We live on a road with only white people, and you're saying that you want us niggas to congregate.
In the morning.
First of all, they were already making a lot of noise.
Exactly, like, people were definitely hearing this shit, like, 100%.
Yeah, and then now you want us black people to congregate. Like,
in the streets.
In the streets.
For a brew?
Nah.
nah, it was never gonna happen.
So yeah, we go and tell my mum, and mum's like, fuck that, I'm calling the police.
Yeah, mum's, because they actually, no, they did actually threaten us, which is illegal, so.
Isn't it?
Like,
so then the police came, and, you know.
They took a statement and that.
And then they went back to her house, you know, and then they threatened her to say, oh, you know, we could actually lock you up for this, because they actually could have.
Like,
and you know what would make it mad? Like, it's peak, the situation, but the only reason why it's so peak is because
she,
like,
escalated it way more than she needed to,
and like, so did my ex-friend, like, so did my ex-bestie, because
she was just lying on everyone's name.
She was such a snake, like,
bro, she was 6'9ing in that.
If you just took your cake and ate it and just went, okay, mum, yeah, you took me to tuition, yeah, and then I met up with my friends, and then we didn't have tea, but we did dabble in a bit of ganja, and that, and then now I have the ganja in my house,
and I apologize for thinking, for taking you for EJ, yeah. It's not gonna happen again,
and a word of bang bar, you know, all that good stuff that you have to say,
it would have been calm.
Or it would have been less than that, because you've taken your,
yeah, exactly, you've taken your responsibility,
and then,
you know what I mean,
because she didn't take no responsibility for it, and she made it seem like it was all our fault. That's when we all got dragged in, because it could have just been a thing where her mom's not dumb. She could have just called my mom and been like, yeah, this is what happened with our children. Let's
That's actually all that needs to happen. It was crazy. It was a crazy, crazy time.
Yeah, then after that, it just really made me think about life and, like, who am I lying in my life?
Yeah. Like, I feel like that was your first canon event, really.
Yeah, because everybody was telling me, oh, yeah, she's a little bit, well, like, don't be friends with her. And I just feel like, just because I'm such a, like, I don't want to...
You don't see the good in people.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't want to, like, until that person shows me that they're that type of person, I'm
not
going to
believe
it. You
ain't believing what people are saying, yeah.
Because, you know, people just treat you how they feel about you. And if she's treated you like that, that's just how she felt about
you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, you get it? So, but then I saw it. I saw the light, and, yeah.
She never looked back, guys.
I never looked back.
Yeah. But that's a really... No, let's actually give Danny a round of applause for the story. Well done. Well done. Well done. And now, it's time for us to go. Okay?
No. It's time for another break. And then we're coming back with our last segment, guys.
I've got an alarm set. It's going off in 5 minutes.
Are you hearing this live? Oh, guys, he's saying that he doesn't have time for you.
This episode is an hour long. It's an hour long episode.
Okay, but guys... Clap your cheeks right now.
Clap your cheeks. It's crazy.
If you'd rather have a longer episode. And I can hear clapping cheeks. Okay, even though the episode isn't even out, I can still hear those clapping cheeks. So, do you get it?
Maybe.
Next week. He's lying.
No. I'm actually not. Next Tuesday, I'll probably record. I won't do Monday because I would have just...
worked like 4 days.
Yeah. So, yeah. Also, Sunday's mum's birthday.
Yeah.
So we'll need
so
to
guys, wish her
we'll
happy.
Need to yeah,
how old is she turning? 44? 45?
45.
Well.
No, shout out, Mumsy.
Isn't it?
Love you, Mumsy. Love you so much.
This episode is dedicated to you. I'm joking. Hey,
nah.
But she's a baddie. Like.
No, Mumsy, the way she's getting down with
wait,
the
wait, guys.
Because
back into like the anecdote, yeah. I didn't even say this bit, but the way that my mum was acting that day, yeah, when she found out that, like, these grown women wanted to fight her kids. So she was like, nah, let me go down there. I said, no, mum.
I was like, mum.
They're already gone.
they actually drove off. They went.
They're already gone.
They went.
But, like,
she was ready to ride out.
She was ready to ride out. Yeah. She's like, nobody's going to threaten my children. Like, and that's the way she...
And the thing is as well, like, mum actually would have banged them up.
No, she actually would have. Like, she's like a small 5'2".
No,
lady,
guys. No, I'm actually... Because we have these moments here, especially when we're in the kitchen. This is where we have our physical occasion.
They're always fighting
we're
in the kitchen.
Always fighting in the kitchen. Because, you know, yesterday, imagine I go downstairs to start cooking. And then, like, 2 minutes later, she walks in. I was like, mum, you've been downstairs for 2 hours. And now I've decided to cook you and start come cooking. Because I hate when people are in the kitchen with me, innit? Like, you're just in my space. So then, like... We always have our little scraps in the kitchen, yeah? This, like, she actually just punches, but her punches are crazy, because she always has a, like, she uses her singular knuckle.
It's that African, punch, bro.
Guys, it'll split your muscles, like, crazy. It's nasty. Ugh. But it's double defense mechanism.
For real.
Double defense mechanism. But I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to today's episode.
We appreciate you guys.
We love you all. Make sure to share the episode, you know.
Okay, maybe don't share it, because we've done a lot of name dropping.
Actually, no, that's actually true. This needs to stay with the core listeners. This is going
to
be the lowest listen to point. Like, I ain't going to even promote this. Like, I might keep this on the private
story. But even if it gets promoted, guys, I'm ready.
I'm ready for the backlash.
I stand by everything I just said.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, that's the fact.
It's the fact. It's not like I lied.
So, exactly. So it's all right. It's all cool. I will promote it, because at the end of the day, we need that cash money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend as per. And, you know, until next time, guys, don't die. Don't commit suicide. And peace.